A Lenten devotional for March 26th, 2020, based on Exodus 1, verses 6 to 22, by Dr. Bradshaw L. Fry. The violence of the cross casts a shadow over the entire Lenten season. How is it that we humans are drawn to violence when our experience of peace is so refreshing? Even as Jesus made his relentless journey to Jerusalem, the specter of violence was all around. For the people of Syria, Israel-Palestine, Nigeria, Afghanistan, and so many other parts of the world, violence has become a daily routine. And so we struggle and pray during Lent not to understand violence, but to see it end. Particularly vulnerable to violence are children. They are the most severely affected by poverty in the U.S. and by violence worldwide. Given this reality, it ought not to surprise us that as we open the book of Exodus, we are greeted by violence. The founding story of Israel is steeped in a deep suffering birthed of the greed and power of empire. For Pharaoh, it is an easy transaction. Sacrifice Israel so that Egypt may prosper. That transaction necessitates violence. The narrative contained in Exodus 1, 6-22 describes the lust of empire and the pain it inflicts on anyone on the margins. But woven into the narrative is the reality that God hears. God is at work to rescue a people, and especially to rescue vulnerable children. This violent beginning frames the entire narrative of Exodus, God's people trapped in empire. The people of Israel would have to wait for centuries for the one described as the Prince of Peace to resolve the constant violence of life in the world. And yet, the very violence of empire and sin was visited on Christ himself. He knew the pain of violence suffered by vulnerable children and those on the margins. Yet he didn't respond with violence, but with a sacrificial love given to empower his people to enact an alternative ethic. Great God of peace, in this season, when we look to the central event of our faith, your crucifixion and resurrection, work in us your kingdom spirit. Where empire insists on violence, let us insist on peace. When our world is busy with war, let us look to the cross to find a new way. Through Christ we pray. Amen.